Welcome to Flowcast, the podcast of the Dominican Sisters of Springfield. I'm your host, Sister Beth Murphy. My guests are Sister Mila Diaz Solano and Father Brendan Curran, both Dominicans and both deeply committed to bringing about peace by working for justice. Welcome, Mila and Brendan. It's good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you.
This is the seventh year the Global Dominican Family has observed December as the month for peace. Each year, from the first Sunday of Advent through New Year's Day, Dominican women and men, sisters, nuns, laity and associates, brothers and priests in every corner of the globe express our solidarity with members of the order serving in a particular corner of the world. We stand in solidarity with them, pray in support of their ministries, learn about the challenges they face, and often take action on behalf of justice for the people of that place. This year, for the first time ever, our focus for Dominican Month for Peace is not on one country, but on a region, Amazonia. More than 2 million square miles of rainforest in the Amazon basin. So thanks to Sister Mila and Father Brendan, who will help us learn more about this region and understand the challenges facing the people and the creation of this unique biome. So, Sister Mila, I understand that the Dominican family in the Amazon region has prepared for us quite a few resources to help us be in solidarity with their mission. Could you tell us something about what our brothers and sisters in that region have in store for us in the coming month?
Sure. The material which is in English, French, Spanish, is the product of a synodal work of our brothers and sisters in the Commission of the Dominican Family of Peru. But they have had a participative action of the Dominican family in the region through the JPIC, the Justice and Peace Representatives of the Confederation of Dominican Sisters of Latin America and the Caribbean, the JPIC representatives of the Friars of Latin America and the Caribbean, the Dominican lay fraternities, the COFALC, and the Dominican Youth Movement, together with the Dominican nuns and the Vicariate of Puerto Maldonado in Peru, they have prepared the materials to approach the reality of the Amazon on December of this year. So they based this month of peace on four approaches: the cry of creation, the cry of the poor, a cultural dream for a better education in the region, and an ecclesial dream for volunteering and commitment of the Dominicans worldwide to the Amazonian region. So the material consists on a folder that contains a brochure with the synthesis of the four challenges or approaches, an extensive dossier and video on each of these four challenges that the Amazonian reality presents us today, a guide for a celebration during the four Sundays of Advent, which can be used as a formation material for a day of prayer in high schools, priories, associate groups, etc., or it can be incorporated in the liturgical celebrations that convents or houses of Dominican sisters and friars have. So these four Advent weeks have four areas in each material. We have a moment to contemplate the reality that the Amazonian region presents, either for the cry of creation, for the poor or the indigenous people who live there, or the cultural dream that is the better education. So the second part of the material is to illuminate through the Gospel Sunday, or some materials that come from the document Querida Amazonia, or Beloved Amazonia, and some other documents of Pope Francis, a third moment to celebrate with the special ritual or a prayer that they offer. And each week has some elements of the culture of the region. And a fourth moment, which is the Amazonize, they call the time to become an Amazon, an ally for the Amazon, which is a moment that calls us for a specific actions or concrete commitments with the Amazonian region. So on December 3rd, we will have the first week of Advent and the launch of this material, but we will also have some other programs during this month of peace. I am aware that there will be a webinar on December 9th, and there are some other prayer materials that they have offered for Christmas, for example. Now, it's a special material. And then we have also the call to celebrate in a special way on the 22nd of December, the Feast of the Confirmation of the Order. And on December 31st and January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. So all these materials are raising many of the challenges that the people in the Amazonian region and the eight countries that share all these bioma and they face today. This is in a broad sense, all the material that we have for this month of peace.
Well, it's very comprehensive. And so thank you very much to our Dominican sisters and brothers in Peru. It sounds like they've been doing a lot of work.
Yes, they are. No, and I was able to participate in the presentation of the material. And this is a very synodal committee because it has Sister Veronica, one of the Dominican Sisters of the Immaculate Conception, and then the prior of the provincial for the friars in Peru, some of the youth, Dominican youth movement representatives, and you know, everybody was just involved in the whole preparation of the material, and they were so excited that they will provide this for the Dominican brothers and sisters worldwide.
And I've had a little sneak peek at the material. They've done a really good job. So please tell all of them thank you on our behalf, Mila. Brendan, I'm imagining that all of the concerns that the Dominican family in the Amazon are raising during this Dominican Month for Peace have something to do with the Ecclesial Assembly of South America that happened during the 2019 Synod on the Amazon. Can you tell us anything about that?
Sure. And thanks, Mila, for quite a complete description of some of the movements of how our Dominican family put together this amazing array of resource for us to take advantage of throughout the month for peace. This we're just part of a fluid process of a community of communities across the Amazonia area, touched by Laudato Si, say one point of that process. Touching again with Querida Amazonia, another point of that process, and then an intentionality of a gathering of a variety of different cultures, traditions, leaders of various states, not only in faith life, but in civic life, in conjunction with the arrival of Pope Francis to the region. Puerto Maldonado is where the Pope went to visit in honor of celebrating that continual process that is fluid today. It didn't stop. It doesn't have a start and stop. It's actually an amazing model for the rest of our world to learn from how communities are collectively thinking, planning, setting goals, addressing significant and serious conflicts, challenges for it both locally and as a region. For the rest of the world to learn from. So this is we're learning a window into a process that we could use a little bit of learning from. Think about it, it's 150,000 square kilometers, about half the size of Italy is Puerto Maldonado Vicariate. It touches on different areas of territories of national boundaries, but only 350,000 people live there. So they're scattered all through this area in dense rainforest to various other terrains. Interestingly enough, 10% of those people are indigenous Amazonians. And then 80% of those who have been people on the move from the Andean indigenous communities. Very important for us to realize this is reflective of so many other parts of the global process of migration. It's a microcosm of that. But also the heartbeat of our environment comes from the Amazonia region. The air we breathe, no matter what point of the world we're in, is directly influenced by the quality of the environment. And I'm speaking about the natural environment, contamination and otherwise, of the Amazonia region. So this is a unique moment, and it is marking a unique moment because this is not a month for peace for a territory or a country, but it's actually a month for peace for a region, a regional commitment, which touches various other national boundaries and other provinces and congregational borders within its effort. So it's a local effort, but with a great regional communal spirit to it, which is quite unique to us. We have 17 Dominican friars there. We have 27 Dominican nuns there. We have 12 Dominican sisters serving there. Considering that and how widespread they are spread out across that region, it's a heck of an effort. You know, there's 90 indigenous schools that Dominicans are part in their pastoral work in. Mila mentioned lifting up education as one of those four pillars. We love Dominicans to use pillars. Well, one of those four focuses of the four points of value in the Month for Peace. So just some aspects of it. We're just in awe of this, and it's a great opportunity to learn from this experience.
You mentioned before we started the program that the bishop of that region is a Dominican brother of ours. What can you tell us about him and his influence on the choice of this region for this year's Month for Peace?
Yes. So we have the honor of having a brother bishop who is a friar of the order. There's numbers of those around the world, but this friar from Spain originally, who has served for years and years in indigenous parts of South America, particularly Puerto Maldonado before being named bishop, is David Martinez, just by name, sought a call to the Dominican order at the General Chapter in Mexico, pleading to the rest of the order, this is a moment for us historically, giving us a little prelude. The Pope will be announcing another Laudato Si 2.0, which just was released in October in a papal encyclical, and told us this is the moment for the Dominican order to lift up this great vicariate, because we're actually a hybrid of members of the branches of the order in our own component membership. And that's exactly the spirit of Months for Peace. And the community and region is pleading for help. There are significant crises in the region, land grabbing, deforestation, destroying the environment overtly and intentionally, for picking up the pittance of dollars, in our U.S. terms, we'd use dollars, of course, for the sake of destroying the environment. And because of that, you have people on the move intentionally because of that displacement of the natural resources. The indigenous people are moving with that movement of destruction for their sake of survival.
Yeah, so what you're saying, I think, Brendan, is that this is a place where the immigration crisis and the climate crisis intersect. That people are on the move in the Amazon because of climate challenges caused by human beings, and often without any regard for the needs of the Amazon rainforest, which is so important. You've just pointed that out. So important for the health of the entire planet. So it is a very short-sighted to not take into consideration the care of that particular region of the world, huh?
Absolutely. And Puerto Maldonado, the place and city of Puerto Maldonado, is a crossroads of South America, movement of peoples through that zone, fleeing what they call home, not because they wish to, but because they have to, for their own family's dignity and survival in moving through that place. It's also a place where, sadly and tragically enough, there aren't too many rules of the game. We have a lot of serious societal crises in that area, in region and zone, which is a microcosm of other crises that echoed across the world. So human trafficking is a huge phenomena in the in this region and in this vicariate. People being trafficked north, is one of those starting points to the north. That route comes all the way to us. For those who are listening to our podcast, most of us are probably here in the United States, and that is a point of departure to the north, in a major route artery from Andean areas into that area and from there beyond. So we see a crossroads, and then we see the dirty economic trafficking of attempting to make a buck on for the sake of using people as objects, for the sake of trying to make some bucks there. So from the rubber boom to some of the mining attempts in the region, the destruction of the environment is overt, intentional, and under evaluated. There's no policing of the destruction of the environment in that region. So it's a plea to also set rules again, reset the rules of that economy, which is economy without rules.
Mm-hmm. There is much work to be done, it seems. Brendan, I believe that you've been working on the webinar. It's become a tradition over these years to pull together a webinar largely for the Dominican family, but I think anybody could join if they wanted to learn more about the issues. Do you know anything yet? Can you give us a sneak peek about who your guests will be or what their main topics will be?
Well, Sister Mila could attest to the fact that this group has been very resourceful, creative, and representative in the webinar for the 9th of December at 9 a.m. Chicago, Illinois time. So synchronize, set your watch for that one, because it represents branches of the order on these different aspects of the themes of the month for peace. Human rights, we have Fray Roberto Abalos and the Kawaji environment. We have a licenciado, Cesar Ascora, on education, our sister Veronica that Milo had mentioned, on volunteering and people getting involved. We have another voice from the region. And then Maria del Carmen will be talking about the project of solidarity with a moderator, Friar, in tow. So this is a really regional, robust, intentional representation in that webinar. We're all going to be participants in that regional leadership of that webinar.
Wonderful. That's something to look forward to. And we'll be sure to let our Flowcast listeners know how they can access that webinar. We'll put all that information in our show notes. So, Sister Mila, 60% of the Amazon rainforest is in Brazil. And the next largest portion of the Amazon rainforest is in Peru, where it makes up 60% of Peru's territory. It skirts the Andes Mountains. And while our missions in Peru lie outside the Amazon, I think our sisters have been engaged at various times with issues facing the people of Amazonia. Do you have anything that you could share with us about that?
Sure. In Peru, it's true, we are in the Andes, the central Andes. That is our main mission. However, most of our outreach ministry and also efforts we do intercongregationally through the Dominican family or with the Conference of Religious Sisters and Brothers. So because this urgency of the Amazon is bigger than something can be addressed by one congregation or by one organization, our sisters have joined in this effort of putting together all the material for the Month of Peace. Our sister Betty is part of the JPIC committee for our congregation and for the Federation of the Dominican Sisters in Peru. So members of the Federation, of the lay fraternities, and different groups have joined together into putting all this material together and also visiting the area. I know that the Central Committee, the Commission, was gone to Puerto Maldonado for a couple of days to visit some of the missions, to talk with the indigenous communities representatives there, to face directly the challenges that are coming out of the region. And so one of our sisters also visited one of the missions of the Dominican friars, the Vicariate, in the mission of Timpilla. So we have these connections with the Dominican family, and our associates as well have read the document Querida Amazonia, and they are part of a bigger effort with other associates of other congregations of the Conference of Religious. They have offered some educational pieces for lay members in their parishes about speaking about the urgency of the attention for the Amazonian region and all the challenges that come for the land, the ecosystem, the indigenous communities, etc. So everybody has to be on board because the urgency in the region is clear. As our sisters are involved in these intercongregational efforts, also our associates, together with other associates of other congregations, have become aware of the need to respond to the needs of the region of the Amazon. So they have elaborated materials for other lay people in their parishes, in their associations, in their groups, so that they can share also the need for collaboration with the Amazonian region, the need to promote the rights, the human rights, and the rights of the land. So our associates have become also very involved in all the efforts, even though they cannot move physically to the Amazon. They do the awareness and the education in their parishes and in their groups of their special communities that they have.
That's really helpful to know. And I think that that's the hope, really, of the Dominican Month for Peace, especially as we participated here in, especially as we participate in it here in the United States. So we will, week by week throughout the entire Month for Peace, which actually goes just a little bit longer than a month, we will post the resources on our Dominican Month for Peace landing page on our website so people can learn what our brothers and sisters in the Amazon are doing, the challenges that they're facing, and they can pray along with us and the rest of the Dominican family worldwide. They can access the videos that the group has made, some really beautiful, sophisticated, well-done video production. I was quite impressed, I must say. And, you know, they can enjoy those resources and learn more. Sister Marceline Cook, who's our promoter for justice in the community, is always telling us that education is the first step. If we close our eyes and our ears to the needs of other people, then if we don't try to learn from them what their needs are, That's when we find ourselves separating ourselves from the rest of the world and the needs of the world. So that education step is a really important one for us. And I'd encourage our Flowcast listeners to devote at least some portion of their Advent season to checking out the resources that we'll be providing on that page. So I guess I'd ask both of you this question. Either one of you can choose to answer it. What is the value of Dominican Month for Peace for all of our friends and family and co-workers as sisters and friars? What is the benefit to participating?
Perhaps a couple of highlights. One of them is that we get easily caught up in the trappings of being a local minister, a local member, and it refreshes an intentionality of remembering we're part of a unique worldwide Dominican family, where there are folks representing us in the variety of branches of the order who are doing amazing, impacting efforts of mission around the world, which we get little news about, we get little information about, and it helps us to look less local and remind ourselves that the global presence and efforts are truly needed. Not to mention, the spirit of solidarity has been from the very initial steps of the order, of founding the order. We always had that sense of the larger cause beyond me. It was never an individual effort. Just a few highlights there. Those are some of the great opportunities the Month for Peace gives us.
Oh, thanks, Brendan. Mila, do you have anything to add to that?
Just to say that this month of peace offers us the possibility to feel that we are one and to see the signs of hope wherever we are as Dominican, as a Dominican sister, a Dominican friar, or a lay Dominican. We are doing a great job of preaching the gospel and witnessing the truth wherever we are. And even though it can be looking like a very small effort, any of the efforts that our brothers and sisters are doing in the Amazon is really impacting the world. Their advocacy for human rights, their advocacy for the rights of the land, for the rights of all the ecosystem, is impacting all of us. And so their cry, their call for collaborating, for being a volunteer, it's also an invitation to feel ourselves that even though we can be in Europe or United States or Asia or Africa, we can be part of this effort with a little thing that we can do in our own corner of the world. So praying together, thinking about our brothers and sisters, sending them a message of encouragement, that will help us to continue our mission wherever we are. So I think for that reason, the Month of Peace is important for the order.
Thank you for saying that, Mila. This weekend, I was able to go to an art installation at the Pillsbury Mills on Springfield's north side, where some graffiti artists transformed the ruins, the industrial ruins of that plant, into an amazing canvas for expressing that idea that we are one people. And one of the pieces of art that was there said this. It said, "I am you. I am not your neighbor." And I think that that is exactly what that piece of art, what you expressed just now, is what that piece of art was trying to say. We are one people throughout the planet. And what happens in the Amazon affects all of us, whether we're aware of it or not. So our solidarity within the order is critical for the protection of our common space and our common earth. So either one of you want to have the last word before I do the sign off for this?
I think this particular Month for Peace is a real opportunity for us to, in a pretty creative way, thanks to our Dominican family members who put it together, connect to what has been awkward, clunky, and difficult for certainly friars, other branches can speak for themselves, to recognize where the environment directly links to our economy, directly links to human trafficking, directly links to jobs, directly links to migration of peoples, all in one case study, if you can call it that, of where Dominican family is present throughout this month. So let's take advantage of it. Use this as a learning tool for us. Dominicans love to study. This is a perfect opportunity to study and find ways to put into practice one, two, or more actions that you've learned throughout the month that you can easily do wherever you are.
Yes, and one of the challenges that are being addressed by the Dominican friars there is the formation of a university in the Amazon. I think they are calling all the order and beyond to collaborate in some way for the education of indigenous peoples and for the those who are serving in the Amazon. No, with that quality of education and the university. And I think that is the main purpose also of their call for volunteering and collaboration at this time. So I will invite all the members of the order to consider also these two invitations, to be a volunteer or to collaborate, no, with the mission of our brothers and sisters in the Amazon.
Thank you, Sister Mila and Father Brendan. I'd like to invoke the name of one of our beloved and recently deceased friars. Father Jean Chary was a Maltese Dominican who spent most of his life serving in Brazil. And it was really from him that I learned, I would say by heart, what it means to belong to a global order. And I'm sure that John would be very excited to know of this, and I'm sure that he is rooting for us as we move forward with this Dominican Month for Peace. Thank you very much. This has been Flowcast, a podcast of the Dominican Sisters of Springfield of Illinois. My guests have been Sister Mila Diaz-Solano and Father Brendan Curran, both dear friends of mine, and I'm grateful to both of them. You can find resources in the show notes for this podcast. I hope our listeners will seriously consider putting December 9th on their calendar so that they can participate in the webinar provided for us by Father Brendan and our brothers and sisters of the order in Peru. Remember that FLOWCAST is an acronym for the life of the world, that just as Jesus gave his life for the life of the world, we are called to do the same. Until next time, God bless.